was a fun hour of radio, I'd say. Text messages and emails continue to come in, but we're going to break away from the topic of Valley News Live breaking into schools and get back to it probably later in the show. In a moment here on the Mike McFeely Show, United States Senator Heidi Heitkamp, she's on hold waiting for me. I just need to take 1 second, though, to update with what we have out of Centennial, Colorado. It's in the Denver area. Hospital spokesman is saying that one student is in critical condition after a Colorado high school shooting. Another student received minor injuries in the school shooting. And the sheriff in that county where the school shooting occurred is now telling news reporters that the shooter was a student at the school and has apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So the shooter is dead, apparently by his or her own hand. One student is critically wounded, and another is has suffered what has been deemed as minor injuries. And so we'll keep you updated on that, the school shooting in Colorado, Centennial, Colorado, the best we can here during the Mike McFeely Show. Let's bring in United States Senator Heidi Heitkamp to our program on this Friday afternoon, and welcome her to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Senator Heitkamp.
How are you? What a tragedy.
Yes, it's happening too often. There's no doubt about that. I mean, what can we do about it? And we're having this debate in the first hour of our show because of a story locally here that you probably don't know much about. But what do you do? What can you do in these situations, especially if it sounds like in this situation the shooter was a student at the school?
Well, I mean, I think it goes back to, once again, you know, we don't know all the facts, but chances are that you're going to see, based on past experience, that there has been some history of involvement in the mental health community, and you know, either a lack of success with that, or really a lack of resources, frequently, lack of really awareness that in these cases, kids can be extraordinarily troubled and need to be receive treatment. And, you know, who knew what, when, and where, and how many of these do we need to do an analysis of before we kind of take a look at the whole mental health system.
And that has been your push from the start after Sandy Hook, which was a year ago or thereabouts today, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. If you take a look, and I know a lot of people will once again focus on firearms, but you take a look at the situation at the Navy Yard. Two facts you need to know: a long and extensive history of involvement with the law enforcement. A lot of when you read the kind of what I would call rap sheet, you will see over and over indications of serious mental health issues. And this young man was able to basically go into Virginia, buy a traditional firearm, did it all with under the InstaCheck system, basically went through a background check and still was able to, basically do something that resulted in a lot of people in the Washington, D.C. area now celebrating Christmas without a loved one.
And the background checks are something where you and I part ways, but that's okay. I mean, you're the senator. I'm only a talk show host, but it's a discussion I think we need to continue to have. And I support the mental health side of things. There's no question about it. But just these things are just becoming far too common.
And one of the problems that I have with all of that, as I've said in the past, is that people will go to that and say, now we fixed it. And that's not the fix. And the attention really does need to be on mental health. And interestingly enough, Mike, and I know this wasn't probably what you wanted to talk about, but, you know, I have an advisory group that I've pulled together on healthcare, you know, with provider groups and basically, insurance and, anybody who has a role in leadership in healthcare. And the last meeting that I had where we were able to sit down, probably 50% of the time we talked about the lack of mental health services. Okay. And so we're going to try and, continue that discussion in that advisory committee. But also that discussion is ongoing here. Senator Stabenow has a great piece of legislation that we consult about often and taking a look at what we can do that will actually achieve a result and, you know, will actually begin to address these problems. And I don't want to get into it, but, you know, obviously have a lot of opinions about this.
United States Senator Heidi Heitkamp, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. The reason I wanted to have you on, and with the breaking news, we couldn't avoid talking about school shooting, but I wanted to have you talk about the farm bill, because you are saying that the short-term extension that the House of Representatives favors, that's not something that you like, mainly from, as I read it and as I hear about it, because it takes the pressure off. It lets the negotiators kind of off the hook to say, okay, we have a short-term extension in place. We don't need to really work that hard at it. You don't want to see that happen, right?
Well, one thing I've learned since being here, that the work will expand to fill the time you've given to do it.
Ah.
And, you know, what I will tell you is the Secretary of Agriculture thinks that we can manage the dairy program, you know, in the early weeks of January without a spike in dairy prices. That I believe that once again we get into that rhythm of extensions and, you know, kicking the can down the road, and that doesn't do anyone any good. We absolutely need a long-term farm bill. And the best way to do that is to continue to keep applying pressure, continue to talk about the consequences of not getting it done, so that we can move the ball forward. And one of the things that I'd love to be able to say next year is the first thing that we did into the next calendar year was pass a farm bill. I think one of the last things Congress is going to do this year is pass a budget, and I am really happy about that. I would be very excited if the first thing that we did next year was pass the farm bill, because that tells you we are getting back to regular order. We are getting back to that place where we do things not under manufactured crisis, but in a systematic and systemic kind of way that we have dialogue, we have debate, we have conference committees, and we get the job done.
Does the budget deal, and it was a very minor budget deal, and it was bipartisan, is that what you're talking about, giving you some hope? Because there at least was some discussion, there was some bipartisanship, there was some give and take there. Is that what's giving you hope that a farm bill can, I mean, that's exactly what you're talking about, right?
Well, I mean, I have hope even without that we probably would have gotten a farm bill. It's not something that typically has been partisan at all. In fact, it's been nonpartisan. The differences typically are regional. And somehow in the last couple years in this atmosphere, it got to be partisan. But I will tell you, and I know you've heard me on this before, but I will tell you that it is hugely significant that we are getting a bipartisan, bicameral budget that the appropriators can use to set their appropriation. And I think that what had to happen, or what did happen that resulted in this, was the shutdown. I mean, the shutdown told everybody that the business community in this country, the American people, deserve better. They deserve a Congress that does things in a timely fashion. Now, understand, this budget is a couple months late, but we got there. And not only is it a budget for 13, it's also, or for 14, it's also a budget for 15. So we won't be going through the same thing. And now that opens up the door. The next pressure point for us will be getting appropriations, which I think will happen. But the next pressure point will be the debt limit, and the debt limit will apply further pressure on a systemic and long-term debt and deficit discussion, which I think everyone here, if they don't think it should happen, they need to believe that it should happen, because we can't continue to spend money we don't have on things we don't need.
When it comes to the farm bill, the short-term extension that the House is favoring, that does nothing for North Dakota ranchers, correct? And that's why after the first of the year, if there is a broader agreement, that's going to help ranchers. But as it sits right now, they're getting no help, right?
No, I mean, all the extent, it just extends what we've already extended the last year. And so all those ranchers who have suffered livestock disasters starting back in 2012, they won't get any relief from that extension. It's not like now the checks can get cut. And so what we need to do is we need to keep the pressure on so that we get this job done, and I think we will first thing after the new year.
Okay. Senator Heitkamp, thank you. It's always good to talk with you.
You bet.
Have a Merry Christmas.
We'll
if I don't see you, I'll talk to you.
Try and schedule a time where we can come in and answer questions too, Mike.
Love to have you do that. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. You bet. United States Senator Heidi Heitkamp.